Jess in with you this morning on the Sydney Royal Easter Show is on this year. It's going to be a little bit weird compared to previous years. I was lucky enough, as I mentioned before, to go down and see the show from a cattle showing point of view, and it was so much fun. It was absolutely fascinating. I couldn't believe the time and the effort and what goes into it. And joining me this morning is one of our local farmers who's taken some cattle down from Rochelle Murray Gray. It's Lynn Richards. Lynn, how are you doing this morning?
Well, thanks, Jess. And yourself?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, what's it like down there this year?
It's very different to any other year. We've come down yesterday afternoon and there would have been probably about six exhibitors here, whereas in previous years the sheds would have had 30 or 40 people here. Yeah. So with the reduced numbers of cattle from in the thousands to just in the hundreds, it's going to be a very different show.
How bizarre. So is this because people have chosen not to come and exhibit their animals, or is it the restrictions?
I think it's the uncertainty of the COVID.
Yeah.
What would happen if there was an outbreak at the show, and just having that 12 months off, it's given people just time to catch up on jobs on the farm from the drought, I think.
Yeah, well, that's a very good point. Well, how many cows have you taken down for the show this year?
So we have 17 head in total here at Sydney Show.
Yep.
Yep. So we've got four Angus steers from main camp at Rookall. We've got three Brahmins from Buckaroo Brahmins at Willow Tree, and the rest, and a bull from Kalinga Murray Greys at Gunnedah. And the rest of the team comes from Paul and my property at McCully's Gap.
Yeah. Fantastic. So in previous years at the show, you guys have had a bit of success.
Yes, we have. We have won many champions here at Sydney Royal. We get up in the broad ribbons in the steers very often with the Brooker steers. Those steers are quite prominent in the Angus Sandhill team.
Yeah. That's awesome. Are there any particular cows this year that you think have a really good chance of getting up there out of the ones that you've got there?
I'd all like to think that they'd all win a ribbon. They're all very special, or they wouldn't be here.
Yeah, definitely.
It does take a lot of time and effort and money. So hopefully come Thursday, Steer Day, we can be posting some photos on Facebook of our successes for main camp at Rookall and sharing it with our community in the Hunter Valley.
Yeah, fantastic. And when I saw the effort and the work and the money and the time that goes into showing cattle, I was honestly a little bit surprised, I guess, because I'd never been exposed to it before. I know a lot of people in the Hunter Valley are. For anyone who hasn't been exposed to it before, take us through the next couple of days. You said right now you're washing cows.
Yep, so we got down here at 4 yesterday, so the cows are all unloaded off the truck and just giving a quick rinse off with a hose just to make them feel a little bit fresher. They were bedded down last night, fed and watered and hayed, and given a last drink of water at 10. Then the lights went out in the shed, so we sort of had some sort of sleep last night, but you always have the first night bad sleep. So then this morning we're up. This morning was a late morning, so we're up at 5:30, mucking out the stalls. I've got them out here on the wash bay now, giving them a really good wash, just to settle coats and make them feel really fresh. And then I'll just have hay and feed and water all during the day, and then the same routine at night. But kicking in tomorrow morning, we'll probably be up at about 4.
Yeah. And then, so when do you start and get judged on these ones?
Okay, so judging will start on Thursday with the steers,
yeah.
And then on Friday we'll have the we'll have the Santas, and Sunday we'll have the Brahmins and the Greys.
Yeah. This year, are you allowed to go in and do the normal parade that you would do?
I think we are.
Yeah.
But, you know, it can change from day to day down here, so yeah. We've just kept up with messages from the office.
Yeah. Well, we wish you the best of luck, Lynn. Bring home some ribbons for the Hunter Valley, and we'll definitely keep in touch with you throughout the week.
Beautiful. Thanks, Jess.
Thank you, Lynn. Have a fantastic time at the show.
Thank you. Bye.